Failure file of the month, March 2026. Korean Air, KC&D. The AI governance briefing, human signal. Korean Air didn't get hacked, their caterer did. And 5 years after the spinoff, 30,000 employees found out their names and bank account numbers were already gone. This is Failure File, a tame score forensic autopsy of a real AI governance failure. I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd. Let's get into it. The incident. In December 2025, Korean Air disclosed a data breach. The source wasn't their core systems. It was KC&D's service, Korean Air Catering and Duty Free, the company that puts the meal on your tray at 38,000 feet. KC&D was spun off from Korean Air in 2020 and sold to a private equity firm. 5 years later, KC&D was still holding Korean Air employee data on its ERP server. Names, bank account numbers, running on Oracle E-Business Suite. The Clop ransomware group exploited a critical zero day, CVE-2025-61882, CVSS score of 9.8, unauthenticated remote code execution, no username, no password, just access. 500 gigabytes of stolen data published on a dark web leak site. Korean Air wasn't alone. The same exploit hit Envoy Air, a subsidiary of American Airlines, Harvard University, The Washington Post, Logitech, over 100 organizations, all through the same Oracle EBS vulnerability. The governance failure. This is not a technology failure. It is a governance failure. KC&D was spun off. The data wasn't. When Korean Air sold that subsidiary, employee records, names, and bank account numbers stayed on KC&D's servers. Nobody enforced a data return or deletion requirement. Nobody audited what KC&D was still holding. Nobody contracted a patch management SLA. Nobody verified that a vendor running critical ERP software had applied security updates. The Oracle Zero Day was being exploited since August 2025. Korean Air found out in December. That is a four-month window. Governance 6.1 fails immediately. No policies or procedures addressing risks associated with third-party entities. The relationship changed. The governance never existed. Governance 6.2 fails. No contingency process for third-party data system failures. No plan. No fallback. No ownership. MAP 4.1 fails. No mapping of data risks in KC&D's Oracle EBS environment. You cannot protect data you don't know exists at a vendor you no longer own. MAP 4.2 fails. No documented internal risk controls for divested vendor systems. Manage 3.1 fails. No ongoing monitoring of third-party risks after divestiture. Manage 4.3 fails. 4 months between breach and notification. 6 controls. 3 domains. All failed at the same time. Because the data moved out of sight, and the governance never followed it. Korean Air's vice chairman said, and I want you to hear this exactly, Korean Air takes this incident very seriously, especially since it involves employee data, even if it originated from a third-party vendor that was sold off. That sentence is the governance gap in plain language. The institution treated the spinoff as a clean break. The data didn't get the memo. This is the pattern, not the exception. Every time an organization sells a subsidiary, outsources a function, or spins off a division, data governance has to travel with the data. If it doesn't, you have created a liability you can no longer see. Klopp knew where to look. you didn't. The close. If your organization has divested a business unit, outsourced a function, or spun off a subsidiary in the last 5 years, right now, ask this question. What data do they still have, and who is governing it? If you don't know the answer, you are Korean Air in August 2025, and Klopp is already in the building. I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd. This has been a failure file from the AI Governance Briefing and is underwritten by Holistic Information Security Practitioner Institute, Project Cerebellum. Govern the machine.